upon him the vision of their leader's invincibility. Their chanting was probably a signal reaching out to there. He was seated upon a rock in the middle of a field, the moonlight falling full upon him. Yama drew his blade and advanced. When he was about 20 paces away, the other turned his head. "Greetings, O Death," he said. "Greetings, Tathagatha. Tell me why you are here." "It has been decided that the Buddha must die." "That does not answer my question, however. Why have you come here?"
"Are you not the Buddha?"
"I have been called Buddha, and Tathagatha, and the Enlightened One, and many other things. But in answer to your question, no, I am not the Buddha. You have already succeeded in what you set out to do. You slew the real Buddha this day."
"My memory must indeed be growing weak, for I confess that I do not remember doing this thing."
"The real Buddha was named by us Sugata," replied the other. "Before that, he was known as Riled."
"Riled?" Yama chuckled. "You are trying to tell me that he was more than an executioner whom you talked out of doing his job."
"Many people are executioners who have been talked out of doing their jobs," replied the one on the rock. "Riled gave up his mission willingly and became a follower of the way. He was the only man I ever knew to really achieve enlightenment."
"Is this not a pacifistic religion, this thing you have been spreading?"
"Yes."
Yama threw back his head and laughed. "Gods! Then it is well you are not preaching a militant one. Your foremost disciple, enlightenment and all, near had my head this afternoon."
A tired look came over the Buddha's wide countenance. "Do you think he could actually have beaten you?"
Yama was silent a moment, then, "No," he said.
"Do you think he knew this?"
"Perhaps," Yama replied.
"Did you not know one another prior to this day's meeting? Have you not seen one another at practice?"
"Yes," said Yama. "We were acquainted."
"Then he knew your skill and realized the outcome of the encounter." Yama was silent. "He went willingly to his martyrdom, unknown to me at the time. I do not feel that he went with real hope of beating you."
"Why then?"
"To prove a point."
"What point could he hope to prove in such a manner?"
"I do not know. I only know that it must be as I have said, for I knew him. I have listened too often to his sermons, to his subtle parables, to believe that he would do a thing such as this without a purpose. You have slain the true Buddha, Death God. You know what I am."
"Siddhartha," said Yama, "I know that you are a fraud. I know that you are not an enlightened one. I realize that your doctrine is a thing which could have been remembered by any among the first. You chose to resurrect it, pretending to be its originator. You decided to spread it in hopes of raising an opposition to the religion by which the true gods rule. I admire your effort. It was cleverly planned and executed. But your biggest mistake, I feel, is that you picked a pacifistic creed with which to oppose an active one. I am curious why you did this thing, when there were so many more appropriate religions from which to choose.
Perhaps I was just curious to see how such a counter-current would flow," replied the other.
"No, Sam, that is not it," answered Yama. "I feel it is only part of a larger plan you have laid, and that for all these years, while you pretended to be a saint and preached sermons in which you did not truly believe yourself, you have been making other plans. An army, great in space, may offer opposition in a brief span of time. One man, brief in space, must spread his opposition across a period of many years if he is to have a chance of succeeding. You are aware of this. and now that you have sown the seeds of this stolen creed, you are planning to move on to another phase of opposition. You are trying to be a one-man antithesis to heaven, opposing the will of the gods across the years, in many ways and from behind many masks. But it will end here and now, false Buddha.
Why, Yama? He asked.
It was considered quite carefully, said Yama. We did not want to make you a martyr, encouraging more than ever the growth of this thing you have been teaching. On the other hand, if you were not stopped, it would still continue to grow. It was decided, therefore, that you must meet your end at the hands of an agent of heaven, thus showing which religion is the stronger. So, martyr or no, Buddhism will be a second-rate religion henceforth. That is why you must now die the real death.
When I asked why, I meant something different. You have answered the wrong question. I meant, why have you come to do this thing, Yama? Why have you, master of arms, master of sciences, come as lackey to a crew of drunken body changers, who are not qualified to polish your blade or wash out your test tubes? Why do you, who might be the freest spirit of us all, demean yourself by serving your inferiors?
For that, your death shall not be a clean one.
Why? I did but ask a question, which must have long since passed through more minds than my own. I did not take offense when you called me a false Buddha. I know what I am. Who are you, Death God?
Yama placed his blade within his sash and withdrew a pipe, which he had purchased at the inn earlier in the day. He filled its bowl with tobacco, lit it, and smoked. It is obvious that we must talk a little longer, if only to clear both our minds of questions, he stated. So I may as well be comfortable. He seated himself upon a low rock.